her and Simon Tavrishin and Olive Zivchez. The Rama says the Yesh Omer Sheshliach Tzibur Nanea Gam King Sheyomer Yomer Na Yisrael Avar Lo Bive Yomer Na V'chein Nagu. Some say that the Sheshliach Tzibur also does shake the lulav when he says Yomer Na Yisrael, but not at the Yomer Na. And the Mishnah Berurah explains because when he says Yomer Na Yisrael, so that's like he's announcing to the Tzibur that they should say Hodu. So he shakes with them. When he says Yomer Na, so he's not speaking about Klal Yisrael, so you wouldn't shake it. The Mishnah Berurah adds that if someone is davening by themselves, then they would only shake the lulav at Hodu at the beginning of Hallel and at the end of Hallel of Ana Hashem Oshiana. Those would be the only two times that they would do it. Siv test. Hananuahu Shemolich Yado Mikanegdo Vahala Vinanea Sham Shalish Pam Balacha Shalish Pam Vahava. The Merchaber explains, what is an anua? How do you shake the lulav? So he says you push it away, the lulav away from yourself. Mikanegdo Vahala, and then shake it over there. Shalosh pa'am v'holacha, three times away. Shalosh pa'am v'ava, and three times back. Torif halulav mechaschis ha'alam b'chol ne'anua. The Rama says this means that you shake it every time you go forward and back, you shake it. V'achar kach mata yada l'tzad acher v'osa kein. And then you do it to the side and do the same thing again. Chein l'chol tzad me'arba tzad l'mala mata. So to all four directions, and then up and down. So Mishnah explains, what is the opinion of the Mechaber? It says that the holacha that you do once. You only move the lulav and esrog away from yourself once, but when you move it away, you shake it three times while it's going away from you, and then when you bring the lulav esrog back to you, you shake it three times as well. That is the opinion of the Mechaber. And the shaking that you do, the Mishnah Berurah says, should not be shaking it too hard because you don't want the lulav to break or for all the leaves to fall off or anything like that. That is the opinion of the Mechaber. The Rama disagrees as to how one does the Na'anua. The Rama says, V'halacha v'ava hi atzmi Na'anua. He says, that is Na'anua. Kimo l'chumevi shalosh pa'am l'chol ruach. It means you move it away and back three times. Not that you shake it three times when you move it away once. Rather, you move it away from yourself three times, and while you're moving it away, that's when you do the shaking each time. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, that you have to move it away three times, and when he says, Hiatzmananua, doesn't mean that you don't need to shake it, because of course you need to shake it. Rather, he means that you shouldn't do the shaking when you finish the pushing away and the bringing it back. Rather, while you're moving it away the three times, and back, you do the shaking each time. The Rama continues, you point the lulav in the direction that you are going in each time. And when you do down at the end, so you point the lulav down as well. As long as you're holding it from the bottom, so it's okay for you to point it down. However, there are some who say that you actually shouldn't point it down. The Rama says that no, it's okay that you can point it down when you do the downwards. The Taz, though, quoted the Mishnah Berurah, says that it's better not to turn it over because then you fulfill all the opinions. Derech HaChaim Chai Adam also say you should not turn it over when you do it. Sif Yud, Yakif Derech Yamin Bin Anuo, Mizrach Dar Marv Tzafon. You always go towards the right when you're doing the shaking of the lulav. So you go Mizrach, which is in front of you, then Darum to the side, Marav backwards, and then Tzafon to the other side. The Mishnah Berurah says, the reason is, the Chachamim said that you should always go Derech Yamin. So even a lefty would always be turning to the Yamin. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that when you go to the Marav, which is behind you, you don't need to turn around. You just put the lulav over your shoulder three times to go in that direction. So that is the opinion of the Mechaber. That's the direction that you go in. And this is true. There's a discussion in the poskim. What happens if you're not facing Mizrach? Should you still go to Mizrach first? So Rav Yashiv says that, yeah, you should start towards the direction of Mizrach, even if you're davening in a shul where Mizrach is not the direction of Yerushalayim or the Beis HaMikdash, but others disagree. Once you consult the poskim as to how to act. There's also a different way of shaking the lulav. Arizal has different directions of how to shake the lulav. Quoting the Magen Avraham, says that you do Mizrach, Darum, Tzafron, Mala, Mata, Marav, and the Archa Shulchan, the Kafachayim also say Alpi Kabbalah, that's how you should do it. Different way, Darum, Tzafron, Mizrach, Mala, Mata, Marav, a bunch of different opinions, so one should follow their minag as to how to do the appropriate directions of the lulav. A discussion, can you do a different direction than order than the way that the shul that you're davening in is? Is this a problem Lotus go to do? So one should consult the Pusik as well, whether that's an issue or not.